You're listening to The Bridge Loud in Chicago on Q Rock 100.7 FM and online worldwide via thebridgechicago.com.
Hey, this is Jed Brewer. Here's tonight's question. I need to get sober, but I don't know if I'm ready for rehab. Help? Let's get into it.
Two men go to the chapel, two men go to the church. First steps up to the microphone to give a speech that he's rehearsed. He clears his throat and begins to brag about how clean he keeps his nose. He's well behaved and generous. Then comes his crescendo.
God, I'm so impressive.
Loud. My name is Matt King, and I'm joined by the founder of Mission USA, Glenn Fitzgerald.
Let's do this.
And the producer of the show, the man who puts music together, Jed Brewer.
Let's rock.
Well, but let's not rock too hard.
Okay.
Because tonight's topic is about maybe settling down a little bit. I have a question coming to thebridgeloud@gmail.com, where you're welcome writing your questions. This week's question says, I need to get sober, but I don't know if I'm ready for rehab. Help? Because I put the question mark there. I want to honor the authorial intent.
That was a good reading.
Yeah, if you did it.
Much like Anchorman, however you write the question, that's probably how we're going to read them.
Yeah, so
use that power wisely. But, Glenn, we work with a lot of folks in our day job who are facing down this thing or have taken that step. And I think rehab is one of those concepts that people have never experienced, never been there. It's a big, scary idea. But where do we start with maybe debunking that a little bit?
Well, you know what I think is sometimes when we get into talking about this stuff, even when we're doing it during our day jobs, you know, we work with guys coming out of addiction and dealing with that kind of stuff. And maybe they've been locked up or they've been on the streets for a while. We're trying to help them get closer to God, have a new life, really, altogether. Sometimes, and I'm the worst at this on occasion, where I'm getting into the nuts and bolts of how this needs to work and what we need to do and all of that. But we need to take time to just celebrate. You're willing to make this change. You're looking at making this change. You're having the bravery to say, hey, this isn't what I want, and you're ready to make a change. We need to celebrate that.
Absolutely right. And, Jed, if we could pick up there, I think there is, I'm going to talk about, there are a ton of nuts and bolts that make something as complicated as recovery from an addiction go or not go. But let's not worry about that right now. Let's look at the big one, I think we point out, which is being willing to take that first step, right?
No doubt about it. We're going to talk about this later in this episode, but help is for people who want it. And if you're asking this question, you want it. And we're really proud of you, man. It's, you know, most people hide from their problems. Most people spend their whole lives trying desperately not to look at the things that are going wrong. And it says a lot about you and the kind of person you are and the kind of character that you have that you'd say, no, I definitely have a problem here and I need to do something about it. And, you know, here's the thing. You say, I don't know if I'm ready for rehab. That actually sounds about right. You know, one of the things about having a problem is if I knew exactly what the solution is, I might have already done something about it. You know, part of the reason why I've got this is I'm not sure what that solution would be. And it feels like there's a lot of ins and outs. But to be crystal clear, we are proud of you. You've actually taken an amazing first step just by saying, I'm pretty sure I've got a problem here. I'm pretty sure I need to do something about it. So I'm going to reach out to somebody and start that process of asking for help. The next thing that we want to ask is, what would help? What would be effective as we try to look at this problem? If you need to get sober, what will actually help you achieve that? What will actually help you get to a place of sobriety in your life? That's what you want. That's what we want for you. And we believe that's what God wants for you.
That's absolutely right. You make an important point there that it makes sense to be a little intimidated or a little, as you're saying, the person saying, confused, I'm not sure about this. This is something you've never done before. There's no reason you would come into this certain amount of surety, but there are people who have put a lot of time to think about this. We've worked with them. We've helped plug people into those good programs. We'll come back and talk about that a little bit right here on The Bridge Loud.
God didn't tell me I was worthless. Those were your words. Those were your words. God didn't tell me I was unwanted. Those were your words. Those were your words. God will set those words on fire as he makes all things right.
Here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and I'm joined by the founder of Mission USA, Glenn Fitzgerald.
Rocking in a very sober way.
Yes. Oh, yes. That was a very unpopular Motley Crue album. Also joining us, the man who puts music together, Jed Brewer.
Moderate rock.
Well, I want to rock and roll for a significant portion of the night and party until like 1.
That's right.
Because I gotta pick the kids up in the morning. So
that's right.
If we could wrap this rocking and partying up by like 8:30, that'd be super.
Yeah.
And welcome to our 40-year-old rock station. We are here to answer a question that came into the Bridge Loud at gmail.com. This week's question says, I need to get sober, but I don't know if I'm ready for rehab. Help? So, Glenn, we close out that last segment with Jed putting out the very good point that we have someone who's doing an amazing thing we want to recognize, which is acknowledging that they need help and looking to get there. The next step to look at is what is a smart and effective way to go about that?
Well, I think first and foremost, it's about recognizing not all solutions are exactly the same, and what will work for one person may not for another. If you look at 12-step programs, they can really vary quite a bit from one group to another. If you have maybe an older group that has older people in it, you may not be able to relate to quite the same things. Maybe they're not using the same kind of drugs that you were, for example, and it's just a different experience. So having a mindset of looking and trying to find something that fits you is good. But I think it's really important to recognize you're not going to get to this point in the process and decide, I didn't really need this. If you're looking for it, you need it.
I really like the idea of the generational disparities and the, you know what I mean? Like, I'm trying to relate, Helen. I don't think they make Quaaludes anymore.
That's right.
Not really picking up on that vibe. It's a great point. And, Jed, I think one of the things we would say and have said about good 12-step meetings as part of what's good about 12 steps or rehabs, first talk about it, a well-run one will adapt to your situation.
Sure.
Will work for what you can. So if we open with the idea that some form of that is a good idea, where do we go from there?
Well, I think here's what we can say is that let's start with things that would be true for almost everybody. And what's true for almost everybody is that trying to get sober or trying to get clean all by yourself is extremely hard to do. There may be yes. people who have pulled that off, but there aren't many of them.
Not many.
For the huge, huge, vast majority of people, sobriety, getting clean and sober, is a process that works better when you have a group of people supporting you in that. Now, as Glenn says, for some people, a 12-step program like AA is going to be the thing that really does it. For other people, an even more structured thing like a rehab is going to be the thing. For a lot of people, it's both of those. It's first one and then the other, and that's okay. But the thing that we want to focus on is not what are we comfortable with. The thing we want to focus on is what works. What empowers us to actually make this change? Because changes, by their definition, are uncomfortable. So if we gauge it by what we feel comfortable with, we're probably not going to make the best choice or the most effective tool. To that point, the question that we need to ask ourselves is, are we willing to get comfortable being uncomfortable? To move forward here, we got to take a scary step where we go and we ask other people for help. So are we willing to do that? We believe you are.
Absolutely. We'll talk about that a little more when we come back right here on the Bridge Loud.
I was lost and now I'm found. Born to fail, left for dead, straight to hell, left alone. I was lost and now I'm found. I was lost in darkness. Disciples of an orphan world, left to find a way alone. How dare you all point at my kind for the safety of your father's soul. Father's joy, your father's crown. A son is born to let you down. Who else lives beneath the light? A man
The Bridge Loud.
We're back here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and I'm joined by Mission USA founder Glenn Fitzgerald.
Is Motley Crue still alive?
Was Motley Crue ever alive?
Okay.
In a very real and spiritual sense.
Yes.
Also joining us, man who puts music together, Jed Brewer.
He's the one they call Dr. Feelgood.
Really?
He's the one that makes you feel all right.
Well, I think that does dovetail into our topic quite well.
It does, because if you go to rehab and there's anyone who works there called Dr. Feelgood, maybe find a different rehab. Mm-hmm. But you're answering your question that came into the Bridge Loud at gmail.com. It says, I need to get sober, but I don't know if I'm ready for rehab. Help. And, Glenn, we ended that last segment with Jed talking about getting comfortable being uncomfortable. And that's a phrase from one of our friends who was very working her recovery, very diligently doing a great job at that. There's a ton of kind of sayings and mottos and stuff when you get into these programs. There's a bunch of them, and they're really good. One of them that I think might be worth talking about here is that this is not for people who need it, it's for people who want it. What does that actually mean?
Well, it means that there's lots and lots of people that need rehab that just don't want to go for it. Think of it like this. Is sometimes when you're overworked, someone will come to you and say, you need to take a break. It's like, yeah, well, no, I don't know. It's, you know, you get sort of caught up in what you're caught up in, and you don't think about making a big alteration. The same thing is true for rehab. I mean, nobody looks at the prospect of going to rehab and says, you know, that sounds great. That's a perfect fit for my situation.
Fest.
Yeah, that's not that. It's not for people who think that way, because there's none of those. It's not for people who need it in that sense, because lots of people need it. It's for people who are ready to work that transitional process, to work that recovery. It is work. It is hard work. But the hope that we want to leave people with is if you do that, you emerge stronger than you ever were before. And that's worth putting in that work.
I think it's a fantastic point. And Jed, to explore this concept a little bit further, one of the things that people, someone who's in the position or friend or with a question in, is saying, I don't know if I'm ready, may read into that statement is, but do I want it bad enough? That's not really what they're saying. Wanting it at all goes a long way, right?
Exactly right. If you took the time to write into this show, you want it.
Mm-hmm.
If you you can tell a person who doesn't want it, because they'll say, I don't want that.
Right.
We've had that conversation with many people.
Yeah. If you're thinking about it, you want it.
Yeah.
And here's the thing that we want to encourage you on is, you know, when we get to a point where we say, I think I might need to make a super uncomfortable change in my life. We're thinking that because things have gotten pretty bad. At least in one area of our life, things are pretty rough. And it's easy to start to get down on yourself. It's easy to start to feel like, you know, maybe I'm no good, and you know, maybe, you know, this is just how life is for me. Here's what we want you to know. If you'll lean into that uncomfortability, if you will embrace the fact that you do want it, and you will ask for help, you will admit to other people, I have a problem, I need help, whether that's 12-step, whether that's rehab, whether it's a combination of the two, every good dream you have for your life waits on the other side of those moments of uncomfortability and courage. What you want your career to be, what you want your relationships to be, what you want your life to be, there's actually no limit to how good those can be if you will walk through this one gate. If you will go through this gate of saying, I have a problem, I need help, I'm asking for help, the sky is the limit. And man, we want you to have that great, incredible life. We believe God does too. So we want to encourage you to take a hold of that courage and ask for the help that you need.
Absolutely right. We'll be back with a special expert interview with more about this right here on The Bridge Loud.
Told me that I must behave. It's you only.
is Glenn from The Bridge Loud. Maybe you're listening right now and you're thinking, none of this good news applies to me because I've made mistakes and I've got a record. Well, you know what? No problem. We work every day with people who have been and sometimes still are behind bars. We know how to work with that and we ain't scared. Email us at thebridgeloud@gmail.com. That's thebridgeloud@gmail.com. We know you have struggles. We believe in you, and we want to help.
All right, we're back here on The Bridge Loud. We have a special guest expert interview. This is our friend Celebrity Armatry. He gets people ready for rehab all over the country, does a great job with it. Jed sat down to talk to him more about that. We'll take you to that right now.
We have with us today my friend, Celebrity Armatry. Celebrity, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you.
Well, it's great to have you here with us. Celebrity is an expert in getting people ready to go to rehab. So, Celebrity, what does it mean to be ready for rehab?
If you're already asking, if you have thoughts of the fact that you need to get sober, then you're ready for rehab. We're dealing with a life-controlling problem. That means we're talking about something that has mastered, that has taken over our lives. So when we're talking about getting ready to get clean, we have to first realize that we're at a point where we don't have control of our lives. When we get to a point where we've got a substance, we've got a behavior, we've got a relationship that is controlling our life, at that point, we need help.
You know, a lot of people, they start drinking for all kinds of reasons. They want to have fun, they feel stressed out, you know, sure. And at the beginning, oftentimes it feels like it's working. I was stressed out, I had a drink, now I am not stressed out, so I'm in control. What would be a practical example of a moment where now actually the drinking is in control? I'm not in control anymore.
Addiction goes through stages. You actually move into a phase where you are doing it to feel normal. At the point where you are doing whatever you're doing to feel normal, you have a problem. If we find ourselves making rules, you know, I'm only going to spend $20 when I drink tonight, or hey, I'm only going to buy this kind of alcohol, and we're doing that in a mental effort to protect ourselves from ourselves, then we know we've got a problem.
Does rehab actually do anything? I mean, because it's clearly a get-out-of-jail-free card for rich celebrities, but, like, does it help people?
It only helps people who are there to be helped. It's like anything else. If I'm going to invest time into it, then I'm going to get a benefit from it. And what people have to remember is that I'm not going in this place to get locked up. I'm going into this place to get set free. And it's the mindset of how I walk through the doors is going to change everything about how I walk out. I would say definitely look inside yourself and start to take that evaluation. Are certain things happening over and over again in my life? Have I gone to jail a couple of times? Have I been pulled over for DUI a couple of times? Have I, you know, crashed my car a couple of times? Is this thing that I thought was so fun in my life now kind of a downer in my life? And if that's the case, I would say at that point, pick up the phone and reach out someplace, somewhere, you know, call me, call, you know, a program, you know, ask Mr. Google. He knows everything. ask Mr. Google, you know, treatment program in my area.
All right. We want to thank Celebrity for lending us some of his expertise. Not only does he get people ready for rehab, he's also a very talented musician. So we're going to take you out this week with Celebrity's song, Water. We'll see you next week right here on The Bridge Loud.
All right, that's our show. Thanks so much for joining us. We'll see you back here next week on The Bridge Loud. And let us know, are you ready to join The Bridge Loud tribe? We know you've got talents. Maybe you can scream or play the guitar or make a super cool graphic. Love it. Reach out to us at thebridgeloud@gmail.com and tell us what you do. We want your talents and gifts as a part of The Bridge Loud, so don't be shy. Let us know, thebridgeloud@gmail.com. We love you, God loves you, and there's nothing you can do about it.
Hey, we come to wash away the emptiness and sin. Here we come to the water. The old is gone, let the new begin again.
the product of decisions way back in the day. And I've been trying to protect you from the choices you made. With one foot in the fire, the other stuck in the grave. Like a slave to the desires of liars, you remain. That's insane. Let me get this out of me. Part of me wants a holler. Call me if you need the father. I'm the water you need. Yeah, we come to the water to wash away the emptiness and sin. Come to the water. The old is gone, let the new begin again. From Chicago to Detroit now, tell me what you're working with. Listen to Detroit now, tell me what you're working with. Milwaukee to Daytona, Maine to California. Show me love, love, let me pour it on. From Chicago to Detroit now, tell me what you're working with. Listen to Detroit now, tell me what you're working with. Milwaukee to Daytona, Maine to California. Show me love, love, let me pour it on ya. Yeah. We come to the water to wash away the emptiness and sin.